You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Deflategate suspension yesterday. In a statement posted to his official Facebook page this morning, Brady says he's very disappointed in the NFL's decision. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Microsoft is rolling out Windows 10 today. Dave Forstrom, Director of Communications for Windows, says it's their best version yet.
We're delivering this as a service, so people are going to get ongoing innovations and security updates. So the Windows 10 that they upgrade to today, it's going to be better tomorrow and better the next day.
Windows 10 is designed to work as a straight upgrade. That means anyone whose computer meets the spec requirement should be able to install it right away. It's free for the next year for anyone who's now using Windows 7 or Windows 8. Windows Director Dave Forstrom says they've built a lot of productivity features into Windows 10.
So everything from Snap, where you can snap multiple windows to your desktop, as well as a Task View, where you can actually click on Task View and see all of the programs or files or apps that you have open at any given time.
Forstrom says people will get ongoing innovations and security updates.
This is our best Windows ever, and you know, we're giving it as a free upgrade. It's very unique, a unique approach for us to Windows, and the fact that we've built this alongside our customers, over 5 million fans.
This is USA Headline News.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, buy one, get one 50% off on all HP Ink. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 2. Multi-packs count as 1. Ends 8-1.
A USA Radio Network talk show host is under attack for posting an open letter to transgender icon Caitlyn Jenner on Facebook. USA's Russ Jones has this report.
Emily Danielson, co-host of the Chris and Emily show, says it all started with an honest post on Facebook.
I disagreed with his claim that he identified as a woman. I really just took a rational approach to what that really meant.
Danielson struck a nerve, receiving lots of support. Within a few days, her post received over 200,000 likes and shares, but not everyone respected her free speech rights.
There was a lot of verbal assaults and vulgarity.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day at the office where the papers grow. She takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day. It's just another day. So sad.
Forever.
County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present 100inChamberRadio.com. All business,
we're
all talk,
start over.
All community.
Good.
Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Modern Design. I am Richard Scuderi, and I'm with you every Wednesdays from 10 to 11 o'clock. And my guest this morning is John Leahy. He's a food stylist and food consultant extraordinaire. We're going to talk today about home entertaining and what to do this summer to make your parties dazzling and to entertain to the best of our ability. We've had some technical problems with the board this morning, so we're starting a little bit late. And with that, I will go to weather briefly, and then we will head in with John, who's been a very patient guest this morning. The National Weather Service is telling me that today it's going to be sunny with a high of 96 degrees. Tonight there is going to be it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 73 degrees. On Thursday, there's a 20 to 60% chance of actually heavy showers with a high of 90 degrees. On Thursday night, there's a 60% chance of showers with heavy rain at a low of 66. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 89 degrees. And it looks like we're going to have a clear and sunny weekend in the 90s. So that sounds great, John, doesn't it?
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay. We had a little bit of a rough start this morning, some problems with the board, but that's okay. We're back on air. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement in food, and then we're going to talk a little bit about entertaining and things that we can do to make our parties dazzle this summer.
Well, thank you, Rich. I have been in the business for over 30 years. I started working in fast food restaurants when I was in high school. When I was 17, I got a job at a local French restaurant, and that was kind of the changing point of my life. The maitre d' there took me under his wing, taught me a lot about fine food, wine, service, and it really changed my outlook on dining. He was also a instructor at the Culinary Institute of America, and after I graduated from high school, I attended the CIA and graduated with a degree in culinary arts.
That's great. And then how did that transition in later life? How did you go forward with that?
Well, after I graduated from the CIA, I was awarded a table service fellowship where I stayed on for an additional year and worked in the restaurants there on the campus. Since then, I've always had front of the house positions, managing restaurants. I owned my own catering business. And recently, I've been with the largest food service company in the world. And I work in corporate dining at one of New Jersey's larger corporations.
Well, it sounds that you have the full gamut there. You have quite a bit of experience both from table service and restaurants and then actually working in corporate as far as food is concerned and in catering. So you really do have a broad background as far as food is concerned. So it's probably given you a lot of experience that we can pass on to our listeners today.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, well, listen, we're just about to go to our first set of commercials and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Rich Scuderi. I do my show Modern Design every Wednesday from 10 to 11 a.m. And then I do Modern Design 2, where we take your interactive questions. We have an open phone line every Wednesday from 2 to 3. And we're talking all things design and home and living. And with me, if you're just tuning in at this point, is my guest, John Leahy, who has a background, over 30 years experience in food. And we're going to talk about today about home entertaining and all the myths and mysteries of home entertaining. So John was giving us a little bit of background that he's worked starting from table service very early on, and he went to the CIA and had a background in that. He was a caterer and also now works in food service in corporate America, so very well-rounded. So this segment, I want to talk a little bit about entertaining, and what I was getting to earlier in our program was that, you know, a lot of the things that I'm doing preparing a home is in preparation for the entertaining that people want to do, getting the dining room just right, getting the colors just right, getting ambient lighting going, setting up beautiful patios, all about entertaining. So what I wanted to do is transition a little bit about entertaining, because I know that I've been to some of your functions and I know you're very good at it, and the things I've heard about what you do, both in your catering business and in your personal life, is that it seems that your work is perfect and effortless. And many of us, when we entertain, seem very stressed, which I think makes our guests feel uncomfortable and perhaps maybe even unwelcome. So maybe what are some of the general tips for entertaining, home entertaining? You decide that you're going to have a summer barbecue, as many people are doing this summer. What are some of the tips you can do to sort of relax and enjoy the experience with your guests and not be so stressed that by the time you're ready to sit down and eat, your guests are leaving?
Well, when I decide to have company over, I about a week before, I will start to develop my menu.
Okay.
I use what's locally available.
Okay.
And fresh.
Right.
And I design my menu around that.
Okay.
And then I have a checklist, and I'll itemize things out, what I'm going to do each day up to the event. So I'll write up a checklist, a shopping list, and so that I try to get as much prepared prior to the day of the event.
What is the day that the person should do the physical food shopping before the event?
I would say you should shop at least 2 days prior.
2 days prior to the event, so you
right.
have everything, you have a comfort level.
Right, that you know that you have everything that's on your menu. You're not running around at the last minute running looking for things.
Right.
And then that gives you the day prior to get most of the preparation, the food preparation done.
Now, where do you get the inspiration for your menus? You said something very key was like do what's seasonal and local, which I think is terrific for something that's sustainable and very fresh, is to go local for your ingredients. I would imagine right now you're probably sourcing farms and farm stands for things.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. But what I do is I keep a folder of recipes that I have prepared in the past and recipes that I feel comfortable preparing. There's nothing worse than having guests to your house and trying to make something that you've never made before.
I think that's people's big fail, I think, is to do that. To test on your guests is
right.
Probably a no-no.
No, that is definitely a big no-no, because if something goes wrong, there's really not much you can do at the last minute.
No buffer, right?
Right. So it's always good to prepare stuff that you're familiar preparing. And the other thing is to keep it simple.
Right.
You know, it's not a restaurant. It's mm-hmm. not to be restaurant quality.
Right.
Your guests are coming to your house to spend time with you.
You, exactly.
And so, you know, you don't want to make it too complicated where you don't enjoy having your guest over.
Don't you also think that people sometimes, if you make your food too intimidating, they become uncomfortable? You want it to be a comfortable. You want to enjoy the food, but you don't want the food to sort of take over the event and make it so complicated that people are uncomfortable.
Right, but you also want to make sure that you're spending time with your company and that you're not spending the entire day in the kitchen preparing.
Exactly. So probably not leading you too much, but I would imagine you're somebody who's very organized and gets a lot of the prep work done. So now starting to boil this down a little bit, you say you start a week in advance. You have a list of your ingredients and the things you need to do.
Right.
Then 2 days before you do the shopping, what comes next on, let's say, the morning of?
Well, one thing I do is I try not to leave too much to the end, because the last thing I want to do when I'm having company over is to be tired and to be overwhelmed.
Right.
So I try to get as much done the days prior to the event. So the day of the event, I'm not running around like crazy, and you know, everything's pretty much organized, and I'm ready to entertain and move forward.
Right. Now, do you make a list that day of the things you have to do that day as a separate list now that the food has all been accounted for?
Yes, now that I have everything prepared, what I will do the day of the event is I will write up a timeline.
Okay.
So I'll start, at such and such a time, you know, this has to be prepared, at such and such a time, this has to be prepared. And I put myself on a schedule so that I don't wind up falling behind, because the other thing I've seen happen is when people entertain is the night gets away from them, and all of a sudden it's 10 p.m. and we still haven't had dinner yet.
I've been to many dinner parties where that's the case,
right?
Because the host gets so involved with the guest that she forgets that she's hosting a dinner party.
Right, right. So the best thing to do is keep yourself on a schedule. You know, if you're inviting people for 7, figure you're going to have some hors d'oeuvres and things to start maybe from, 7 to 8 or 8:30. Starting dinner at 8:30. And then having, dessert on the table by, 9:30, 10. So you keep yourself on a schedule, and that way the night won't get away from you.
So you're paced, if you will.
Right.
Okay. So you have a time frame for the day of the event. I have heard that it's a good thing to give yourself, as the host or hostess of a party, at least maybe an hour buffer where you have everything done and you take a little bit of a nap, or you go take a shower, or you do something. Is that something that you think is a good idea?
Oh, yes, definitely. Because the last thing you want is when your guest shows up at your home that you're running around and you're not ready and you're not dressed yet.
Don't you think that makes them feel uncomfortable too?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
So this way they come in. I mean, people come into my home. They look past the kitchen and they look at me and say, "Oh, are we having dinner tonight?" I'm like, "Yes, it's all set."
Because it's organized.
Because it's organized, it's clean, it's ready to go.
Is that one of the ways that it makes it look effortless? Because in fact, a lot of effort did go into it. But if you prep yourself, if you give yourself enough time, it makes it seem effortless.
Yes, I mean, if you get the work done beforehand, then your guests aren't going to see you running around.
Exactly. Now, one of the things that I've noticed when you entertain is that because you have a food background, whether people know it or once they find out, don't you find that they want to be with you in the kitchen?
Yes, and that's fine. You know, you can ask your guests to kind of help you out. I mean, a lot of people are very into food.
Now, I know for sure you don't want your guests to help you
out. No, they do. I mean,
don't you think they want to learn?
Oh,
that's
yes.
Part
and
of it?
In my kitchen, I have the cooktop is on the island.
Right.
And there's stools along the island. So people will, grab a glass of wine and have some hors d'oeuvres, and they'll sit around the cooktop and watch me cook.
I often recommend that in my industry when I design a kitchen. I really like the cooktop to be in the island, because otherwise, now you're a chef, you're a cook. If you're not facing out at your guests when you're cooking, what are you facing?
Out a window or facing the wall.
A wall. So you're looking at a wall most of the time. And who wants to do that? So your back is to your guests. And don't you think it's a better layout just for entertaining?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, when I designed the kitchen that I have currently, I was questioning the idea of having the cooktop on the island. But now that I've lived with it for 10 years, it's been a great accessory to the kitchen. I also like the idea of having a double oven, so I'm able to you know, heat hors d'oeuvres in one oven and maybe roast something in the other oven. I like the idea of having, you know, a large refrigerator in the kitchen, so I'm able to load platters and have a lot of things prepared ahead of time.
For those of us, and this is a very good perspective to have from somebody who has a food background, because I do design a lot of kitchens, and I have a lot of people that want to reface or redo their kitchens but have no idea how to do it in a way that's functional to them. What would you feel the best configuration for a kitchen would be? Would it be what you're saying, a double wall oven? And then would you prefer an electric wall oven or a gas wall oven?
I prefer an electric convection oven.
Tell me why electric.
Because the heat is a little bit more consistent than gas.
Okay.
I prefer a...
And then for your cooktop?
My cooktop, I prefer gas.
Okay.
And then I like the triangle layout of a kitchen.
The classic work triangle?
Right. I'd like to flank my refrigerator at one end, the wall oven at the other end, and the sink and the cooktop towards the center.
And don't you think it's very important that when you place those three key areas that they should be relatively close to each other? I know some people that have big kitchens don't spatially do it correctly. Either they have the double wall oven next to the refrigerator and then the cooktop on the other side, that they don't get the balance right because you don't want to be running back and forth.
Right. You have to figure out how many steps it takes between the different appliances, and you want to limit that because it does all that walking does add up after a while.
Right, right. So it's not even just the walking. I think it's just to be comfortable in your space. And many times people say to me, oh, no, I want to spread it out. I'm like, no, you don't want to spread it out. From a functional standpoint, you want to be relatively close within proximity to your things to put platters down and so on.
Right.
Now, for purposes of designing a kitchen for our listeners that are doing their kitchens right now, what is the biggest mistake you think people make? Is it not having enough counter space? Is it clutter? What would you say one of the are they looking too much at the aesthetics of the backsplash and not the functionality of a kitchen?
Yes. I mean, you have to make it functional. Counter space is very important.
Key, right?
Because you need that for preparation and design. Also, keeping it simple, you know, not making it too complicated.
Right, exactly. But you want to have enough counter space, and you want to have your counters free of clutter so that when you're putting, you know, when you have people there and you're multitasking, you want to be able to take hot things out of the oven and to be able to have a place to put them down.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Anything else that you would say? Let's say tomorrow you be building a new house and you were designing a kitchen. Anything you would do differently today, or you've seen that's better for people that are doing their kitchens right now? That some of that has a food background could pass along.
Well, if I had to do my kitchen over again, one thing I would do, especially since the amount of entertaining I do, is I would have added a second dishwasher.
Oh, really? You know, I hear that a lot from people. And would you prefer the dishwasher drawers as a second, or would you prefer a full second dishwasher?
I'm not that familiar with the drawers, but I would. That's something I would entertain.
So you constantly have clean glasses.
Right.
Well, yeah. Well, that's very good. All right. Well, listen, we're about to go to news, and we'll be back shortly with more of John Leahy with today's Modern Design.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican presidential candidate Bobby Jindal says Mike Huckabee's Holocaust comments were outlandish, but the bigger issue is the Iran nuclear deal.
What's really at issue here is you've got the president trying to push a bad deal with Iran that could start a nuclear arms race in the Middle East.
Jindal tells CBS this morning that Israel is our biggest ally and we need to stand with them. Huckabee this past weekend compared the nuclear deal to the Holocaust, saying Obama's deal with Iran is marching Israelis to the door of the oven. Hackers backed by the Russian government reportedly used Twitter and photographs to breach U.S. government and defense industry computers. The attack earlier this year included systems at the State Department and the White House. The security firm FireEye reports today that hackers combined Twitter and data hidden in what appeared to be harmless photos. The Minnesota dentist who killed a popular lion in Zimbabwe is the focus of outrage today. Walter Palmer reportedly paid over $50,000 to track and hunt the big cat. Cecil the lion was a beloved favorite among tourists. This is USA Headline News.
Do you have federal student loans? Would you like to lower your student loan payments or possibly have a portion of your loans forgiven? If you owe $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the government's income-based program, which means you could pay as little as $5 per month. If you're behind, late, or even if you're in default on your federal student loans, we can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment and cut your payments right away. Federal Student Loan Services provides student loan relief, getting you relief from your federal student loans fast. If you owe $10,000 or more on your student loan, call our established student aid toll-free assistance line right now at 800-669-0290. Once qualified, we can fix your student loan problems guaranteed, and there is no credit check. Call 800-669-0290, 800-669-0290 now. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-669-0290. Again, 800-669-0290.
And we are back with more Modern Design. Again, I am Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior decorator for the past 18 years. I'm located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. Phone number of the store is 908-884-0770. Just to let my listeners know, if you want to meet me and my crew tomorrow, Thursday from 5 o'clock through the grace of the people here at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, we're going to be having a ribbon cutting, a little celebration. If you want to come meet me or some of my the people that help me in my business, feel free to come in and take a look. Come into the shop. We have some new artwork, some new furniture coming in actually today, and some new pieces, and we would love to meet you. If you're just tuning into the show today, my guest is John Leahy. He is a food stylist and a food expert. He's a CIA graduate and has over 30 years of experience, and we're talking today about home entertaining, particularly summer home entertaining, but home entertaining in general. And he was giving us some general tips now about setting up your kitchen properly so that when you entertain, you have everything set to go, that you're comfortable. John, have you ever been at a party where people are so nervous that they don't make their guests feel comfortable?
Oh, yes, we've all been to those parties.
And it's a shame because those are the people, I think, that put a lot of effort and thought into it. But when it comes, they wind up having a horrible time. So, you know, I think somebody like you can really guide us to, you know, you spend all that money getting your kitchen beautiful, your dining room beautiful, setting the table, and then it comes to that and you almost seem angry or something. And I've seen that from people, and that sets a tone for a party, don't you think?
Well, yes, and I think that has a lot to do with them not preparing enough in advance. They leave too much to the day of the party. They get themselves tired, and then it gets to the point where they feel that they just want to get it over with because they feel they have an obligation.
Obligation to get it done, and I've heard that before. So let's backtrack a little bit to what you said if people are just tuning in. One was that you start, when you're home entertaining, you start a week before with a checklist, which is a very good idea. You do your food shopping 2 days before so you know you have everything in the house and done. On the day of the function, you go and you make a list, so you stage the night, so you have your things done out, you have your cocktail hour, your dinner, your dessert, and everything is done. And then I guess at a certain point in the night, you can say, I'm done. I can relax and entertain with my guests. A lot of people say to me as well that they never get to interact with the guests because by the time they're done with their wish list, the people are leaving. Does that happen to you still or not really?
Yes, it still happens. But one thing I've learned is I will put a lot of the cleaning part of it, I will put it off until later on.
That's a key thing. What are some of the things that we can do? Because I've seen people that entertain and then you go into their kitchen because people inevitably, and isn't this true, inevitably, no matter how much you set up your spaces, people want to be with you in the kitchen. Don't you think that's true?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Where all the dirty pots and pans are and all your prep work. And to get them out of the kitchen is kind of difficult, isn't it?
Right, but if you do a lot of the preparations ahead of time,
right,
your kitchen won't look that messy.
What about keeping like the big pots and pans and stock pots? Because they look so ugly, you know, when you're going through the process and there's no way of avoiding it. Any little tricks you've tried?
Well, things that
I know
done,
some of them.
Yes. I've hidden, I've put pots and pans in the garage, uh-huh, or outside in the winter on the deck, uh-huh, or loaded dishes and stuff into the oven just to hide them until my guests.
I love that. See, that's the real stuff that our listeners are looking for, whatever it takes to get the job done. Because who wants to have a Thanksgiving dinner? You know the prep involving just doing, let's say, a holiday dinner. That kitchen's a mess, no matter what you do and know how to organize your, right? So, and able to get rid of those ugly pots, because of course they're taking pictures of you, the people are drinking their wine while you're doing your work. I think if you want to hide things a little bit, just don't forget about them out there. I don't think that's a bad thing, do you?
No, I don't think it's a bad thing. And as I said, people are coming to your home to spend time with you.
You,
so
exactly.
Spend time with them.
Exactly.
And don't be a slave to your kitchen. You know, get out there and spend the time with your guest. You know, the cleaning can wait.
Exactly. All right, then let's talk about a little bit about the table. Right now, people are doing a lot of informal entertaining because they're using their decks, they're using their pool areas, and they're doing a lot of informal entertaining. Do you have any sort of general tips that you like to do for summer entertaining about arrangements or placemats or tables, escapes, or what works or doesn't out, or things of entertaining beautifully in a more informal setting?
Well, one thing I do when I entertain outside is I will use flowers from the garden as
a good
centerpiece.
Tip. As opposed to going to the supermarket or a florist and buying flowers.
Right. And I'll use whatever I have in the garden, whether it's a hosta leaf or I have the butterfly bushes, things like that. I mean, I just take that and put it in a vase, and it really really adds to the table.
Don't you also think it's kind of nice when you're doing entertaining outside to not make it quite as formal? So if you mix pieces, which I often like to do if I'm setting a table for a client for a party, I like to take, if you have several sets of china and dishes, to mix things to make it more eclectic and more informal. So you're not taking your dining room sophisticated, heavy linens and bringing them outside, making it much simpler, mixing things, putting a little glass on the plate.
Yeah, especially when you're entertaining outside, you want to make it fun.
Exactly.
So, I even have separate sets of dishes that I use just for outside.
Now, how do you feel about acrylic? I don't mean chinette, and I don't mean paper plates, but how do you feel about acrylic outside wear? I've come to stop being so much of a snob, and I really think they've come a long way, and I think some of these acrylic outside pieces are actually quite good looking, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're coming out with some great plates and glassware and things like that.
Beautiful,
that you can,
right?
Use outside, because the other thing is you don't want to, if you break a glass when you're around your pool, I mean, that can really
It's a disaster, isn't
party,
it?
Right.
So any other tips for outside? One of the things that I do inside is, of course, low arrangements. Does that follow suit outside or not as much?
Oh, yes, definitely. You don't want to block your view of your backyard or of your guest.
Right, right. Let's talk about timing for an outside party. Let's say we're going to have an event. I'm going to have an event, and I bring you in sort of give us some general advice. If you were doing a barbecue, if you will, what do you think is a good time to start? Let's say you're doing it on either a Saturday or a Sunday. Sometimes these things tend to go on with no sort of end, and the hosts want the guests to go. But I think you have to have a clear delineation of when a party starts and when a party ends without being rude, don't you think?
Yeah, but I think you can do that just by keeping to your schedule. And
okay.
I think people realize that once you've served dessert,
They have an hour and that's it.
Yeah,
the unspoken rule.
The end is near. Sometimes you just need to cut back on the bar service and
right.
things like that.
So you just sort of wind down a little bit, and then people get it without saying, get out of my house.
Right, serve coffee.
Exactly, that's sort of a cue. Now, another thing about serving coffee, I'm noticing more and more as a trend, people always did coffee as the end with dessert, and more I'm seeing people not serving coffee anymore and guests not even wanting coffee anymore. Are you seeing that as well?
Yes.
Decaf, people are not wanting coffee.
Right. I mean, I think just it's, people get late, it gets late at night, and people have different effects on coffee has on them.
And I even believe with decaf coffee, I still think there's still some caffeine in there, and there's a bit of insomnia that goes along with that.
Oh, yes, definitely. But that's why I'm glad I recently purchased a Keurig machine.
They're the best, aren't they?
Right. So I have that regular and or decaf available.
The pods.
If guests want it, right.
Right. Which is terrific because, for you to start and make a whole pot of coffee and then people don't drink it, it's very wasteful, don't
right.
you think? Even though the pods are kind of expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is it true with the coffee pods, you don't actually have to buy the pods, that when you buy the machine, the Keurig supposedly, they have some sort of an insert and you can take your own coffee and dump it into that sort of a plastic, I've seen this brown plastic cup, if you will. Will that work as well?
Because
the pods can be quite expensive.
But I don't believe that comes with the machine.
Oh, it's something that you have to buy after the fact?
You can buy after the fact.
Okay. Let's talk about definitely entertaining when people are in bathing suits and things of that nature. What would you say is sort of protocol if you're hosting a pool party at your house? What do you feel you're required to give your guests as opposed to have them bring or tell them to bring?
Well, I don't think you should tell your guests to bring anything.
No, I don't mean food. I mean things like their own towels. Is that something that should be implied? Things like sunscreen, that type of stuff. What's the general rule with that?
I think if you're having a pool party, you could say, you know, that you're having a pool party, but, you know, make sure you bring sunscreen and towels. I think that's their, you know, personal
That's their personal responsibility, right?
But as far as the food part is concerned, I mean, I try to keep it, again, very casual.
Well, two things I want to ask you, and let me interrupt, but two things I wanted to ask you in this segment was, one is, what is your general consensus about people bringing their food to your party?
I am not a big fan of people bringing food to my house.
So tell us why.
There's a couple of reasons. Okay. One is I feel that people are coming to my house and I'm cooking, that I want to, you know, make sure that I have kind of control over the menu.
Well, you're representing your own brand, right? So right, if somebody brings baked beans and you hate baked beans, it doesn't represent your dinner, does it?
Right.
Okay.
The other thing is you kind of lose control of the event.
Okay.
You don't know what people are going to bring. And
right.
Bring something that really conflicts with something that you were serving.
Right. It doesn't necessarily go.
And then you don't know how people handle food.
Right. Particularly in the summertime, right?
Particularly in the summertime. Right. You don't know how people handle food that they bring into your house. So this way I know that I have complete control over the food and its quality.
Now, let me ask you a question. Somebody insists on bringing some sort of a dish that they always make for a 4th of July barbecue, and they're traveling a distance. Are you able to control that by reheating that food, or if something has happened, the heat is not going to kill
no,
that?
No, not always, because not all bacteria can be killed by heat.
What are some of the foods that don't travel well?
You know, basically the items like rice dishes,
okay,
cream dishes, things like that.
Dairy and rice, right, things of that nature. Exactly. So what would be, and I'm sure when you have a party, most people say to you, what can I bring? For the most part, do people usually say, what can I bring?
Yes. And my
what is a good guest gift?
If people ask me, what shall I bring?
And you say nothing, people hate
say
that.
Nothing.
But that, you know, people don't want that.
If they push me on that, then I'll say, okay, well, just, you know, if you want to, just, then, you know, bring a bottle of wine.
Or perhaps a dessert?
Sometimes.
Okay. I always think those are safe things. I mean, I always ask, and I actually find that when people tell me nothing, it becomes a burden for me, because I'd rather know it's something that they can use as opposed to bring something that doesn't work.
Right.
But I guess you're always safe, because even if they don't serve that, if you bring a cordial or whatever, then you're bringing a house gift and you're covered, and then let the host handle the food.
Right.
Definitely. Okay, we have about a minute left before we go to our next set of commercials. As far as outdoor dining is concerned and barbecuing, wanted to ask you some questions about that. Sometimes when you're barbecuing, and of course you're bringing things from inside because you're doing salads, how do you maintain that without losing control? Because you're outside, your guests are outside, then you have food inside. How do you keep that going, keeping the cold food cold, the hot food hot, and working on the grill when the rest of your food is inside?
Well, usually what I do when I barbecue is I will plate up all my salads and side dishes ahead of time.
Oh, you do? And then everything's
so
in the refrigerator?
Put everything in bowls,
okay,
cover it with plastic.
See, that's a really good, that's probably like a given to you, but that's a really good tip,
right,
that people don't do.
Even I put the spoon on top of it, so everything is ready to go.
So your cold stuff is done, so
my
you don't have to go back and forth,
right,
and get confused,
right,
and so on. So when you're grilling is a la minute,
right,
I guess?
So
right,
you'll grill,
uh-huh,
and it's always good to let food rest some time after you grill it.
So when you grill, what would you say is the optimum time to let meat rest?
I'd say you should give yourself at least 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. We are about to go to our next set of commercials. We'll be back shortly with more of John Leahy from Modern Design.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design, and today we're talking with food guru John Leahy, and he's had over 30 years experience in the food business, and we're talking about summer and home entertaining and things you can do to make your life easier, to have a stress-free party, to celebrate the home that you've now renovated and made beautiful, and have a party that you actually enjoy as a host. The thing that I see from people, which disappoints me so much, is they put so much into their entertaining, and when the day actually comes, I would say 90% of the people say it was sort of a payback for all the parties that I go to. And I think that doesn't have to be that way, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. It doesn't have to be that way.
Why do people have so much stress related to hosting a home party?
Because they start to sweat the details. They take on more than they can handle. They make it too complicated.
Let me ask you a question about entertaining, particularly summer entertaining. Do you like to work with a theme at all, whether it be a color theme or when you entertain, do you like to and let me here go take this back a little bit before, because our show is all about style and so on. If you're going to invite people to your home, how do you go about it? You know, with the computer age now, a lot of people do these evites or these online invitations, which is, I think, perfectly acceptable for a summer party. Other people are a little bit more old school and like to do a physical invitation. Some people make phone calls. Some people just send an email. What do you do to manage that, and how do you like to invite people for a summer party?
Oh, well, again, I guess it would depend on the amount of people that I have that I'm inviting. I have used Evite.
Okay. Is that a good result for you?
That's a good result, or okay. You know, to follow it up with a phone call.
Right. What about physical invitations?
I think people are getting away from that.
I do too. And just the use of paper and so on.
Right.
I mean, unless it's like
all busy and we have, you know, time is money and, you know, there's a lot going on and just.
But I also think that if it's a formal event, if you're having an engagement party or you're having something that's a little bit more formal, then a formal invitation would suffice how you dress, what you bring and what you do, don't you think?
Oh, yes, definitely. But for a summer backyard party, I think a Evite or a phone call is sufficient.
I think that they're good, and I tell you the truth, I like Evite. It doesn't really cost anything. It helps you manage your party, and it keeps you sort of focused too on how many guests you're going to have, who's bringing what, and I think it's a very good resource for summer entertaining. Here's the thing that I see happen most often, and then we're going to finally finish the segment today on entertaining when you're doing bigger functions like weddings and things of that nature in your own home. But I see people not preparing for the weather. I think that's probably the number one thing that you have to be fearful of when you're hosting a summer function is people not having a contingency plan. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. My motto is prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
How many parties have you been to, summer parties, where all of a sudden rain broke out or something happened?
Oh, definitely. I was invited to a party about 3 weeks ago. It was on a Saturday night, and it poured. And they had these smaller tents, these like 10 by 10 pop-up tents in the backyard.
Right.
And they were blowing around, and everyone was inside.
Inside, right.
And, you know, we had a great time, but it wasn't exactly what they planned. And if they had planned, I always say plan for the worst. You know, make sure that you plan to have that party inside or in, you know, down in the lower level or something like that. And then if the weather's great, well, then that's a bonus.
But you definitely have to have a contingency plan for home entertaining outside.
There's
absolutely.
Always, with everything in life, there's always a plan B.
And there's two things that I think I'd like to add to that. One is I believe that a tent, if you have a very hot day, a tent actually is worse because it like traps. If you have sides to a tent, I think it traps the heat in. Am I wrong about that?
Well, a tent, it can get warm under a tent, but I think it's even worse if you're sitting out in the full sun.
Right.
So if you don't have any shade in your backyard, then I would definitely recommend getting a tent.
Exactly. And as far as serving the food, and I've seen this done both ways, do you like the food to be brought out right before and served in the outside venue, or do you like people to go in the house, get their food, and go back and eat outside to keep the food at a colder temperature?
I like to, if you're going to have people outside, I would serve the food outside.
Oh, you would?
I wouldn't let it sit there for a long time.
Now, I know you go to constant seminars on stuff like that, but what's the rule of thumb? Because people are very, very unsure of themselves in the summertime of how long to leave food out for, what can stay out, what can't stay out. Can you give us some general? I know there's a lot to what I just asked you.
Yeah, there's a lot to it, and each food has different requirements.
But give us some general specifics.
Generally, you want cold food cold and hot food hot.
And what is a cold, if you have a cold dish, like let's say pasta salad or potato salad, what temperature should that be at when it goes out?
It should be below 40 degrees.
Okay, wow. So right out of the freezer, refrigerator,
right.
I'm sorry,
right.
Cold. And then how long is it? It's not going to maintain 40 degrees on an 80 degree day for very long.
No, but it could last up to maybe an hour, hour
oh,
and a
really?
Half outside.
Even right? If it's 80, 90 degrees out.
Right, because it's going to take a while for that temperature to change. But you don't want to be eating warm potato salad either. So
no.
I wouldn't leave it out that long. But for food safety, it'd be fine.
Do you ever think of certain dishes that are perishable of passing those dishes and then bringing them back into the house so that they don't get bad?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, if you put something out and people have eaten, there's nothing wrong with taking something and putting it back in the refrigerator.
Now, are there foods that are pretty much impervious to that? So let's say you do blueberries or berries and stuff like that. That could sit on the table for quite a while. Do you even have an issue with that?
Yes, raw vegetables and fruit is fine. But once you prepare it,
right.
You cut up the melon cook vegetable,
right.
Then it's susceptible to bacteria.
Just as much as anything else,
yes.
I would guess. Definitely. And we were talking before the last commercial about resting time, which I don't think we got to as well as we should. When you take food off the grill, and I see this with everything. I think when food sits a little bit, now probably it's not even healthy, but I find any food, whether it be a meat or even a vegetable or even a starch, even if you give it a 5-minute window, it tastes better. Is that true?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, a lot of people will make grilled vegetables,
right?
And they feel that they have to make it a la minute.
That tastes terrible, I think.
But the best thing to do is grill the vegetables ahead of time,
right.
Before your party. Set
right.
Your platters up,
right?
And then leave it out,
room temperature.
Room temperature before you serve it,
and it will taste better, won't it?
It'll taste better.
What happens? The sugars sort of.
It kind of relaxes, and the sugars.
So
kind
just
of
as
settle.
Much, not just as much, just as much as the meat, right?
Yes. And then with meat, I would, any sort of meat or fish, I would, you know, when you grill it, let it sit for 5 to 10 minutes so that it lets the juices relax.
Right.
Because when you're grilling, it forces all the juices to the center.
Right, from the heat.
Right, from the heat.
Okay.
So when you let it relax, the juices will spread out and, make the meat or chicken, fish taste much better.
Exactly. So, for our guests, because you're very we're telling people not to try new things, but what are some of the general things that you like to serve for summer, stuff that's been successful for you for summer entertaining? Any dishes that you or that are tried and true that you can do as a terrific side dish or fun, or things that you've done that people really like?
Well, I mean, a lot of people, the new trend is with some of the different grains that are out there now, quinoa, things
so
like that.
So instead of doing a real fattening white potato pot, Potato salad with lots of mayonnaise, doing maybe like a quinoa salad?
Right. I mean, staying away from, people are watching the fat content, so staying right. away from, you know, mayonnaise. So you right. can make a roasted potato salad with, right. let's say, garlic and mint.
Right, right. More of like a vinaigrette type right. of thing. Yeah, that's very true.
Pasta salad the same way.
Right.
Or if you want to make a whole grain, having quinoa and a red barley salad, something like that.
Are you seeing, because I have at parties, more of international influences on the summer barbecue? Because I'm seeing people not doing the straight London broil, pasta salad, potato salad, and corn. I'm seeing ethnic trends coming into play. People doing skewers of meat and doing like a Thai peanut sauce, or, you know, doing other little ethnic dishes to sort of break it up a little bit.
Well, that, you know, that all depends on you when you're in the menu development stage. If you want to do an Asian theme, you know, then keep to that theme.
Mm-hmm. Are there any websites that you go to if you're trying to get some inspiration or anything, any good resources for our listeners out there if they're going to host a summer party before Labor Day or for Labor
Day?
If they have
a favorite chef, let's say they watch the Food Network and they have a favorite chef that they like, it's always good to look up some of their recipes. But there's other different websites out there. There's plenty of sites to look. You can even type in Google by ingredients, and you'd be surprised the amount of recipes that would pop up.
Wow.
But again, try not to make something you've never made before when you're entertaining.
I agree. And John, believe it or not, it goes by so quickly on the show. We're in our last minute. So if you can just sort of summarize and give us some general tips of what can somebody do to have an outdoor party and have a success, what would that be?
I think the key is planning, making your checklist,
uh-huh.
and following your checklist.
Right.
Have a timeline the day of the event. Using local products. And relax and enjoy it and keep it simple.
Well, that's unbelievably good, simple advice. And I think our listeners learned a lot today. I know I listened and learned a lot today from all your insights. So I appreciate you being my guest. I ask my listeners to tune in. I will be back in studio today from 2 to 3 doing Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Call in later today with your questions. The phone number at 2 o'clock will be 908-237-0410. I'll see you again. Get out there today, but don't get too much sun. And we'll see you back in studio at 2 o'clock. Okay, terrific. Have a terrific afternoon, and we'll see you at 2 o'clock.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican presidential candidate Bobby Jindal says Mike Huckabee's Holocaust comments were outlandish, but the bigger issue is the Iran nuclear deal.
What's really at issue here is you've got the president trying to push a bad deal with Iran that could start a nuclear arms race in the Middle East.
Jindal tells CBS this morning that Israel is our biggest ally and we need to stand with them. Huckabee this past weekend compared the nuclear deal to the Holocaust, saying Obama's deal with Iran is marching Israelis to the door of the oven. Hackers backed by the Russian government reportedly used Twitter and photographs to breach U.S. government and defense industry computers. The attack earlier this year included systems at the State Department and the White House. The security firm FireEye reports today that hackers combined Twitter and data hidden in what appeared to be harmless photos. The Minnesota dentist who killed a popular lion in Zimbabwe is the focus of outrage today. Walter Palmer reportedly paid over $50,000 to track and hunt the big cat. Cecil the lion was a beloved favorite among tourists. This is USA Headline News.
Hi, this is Amy Dace. In a recent new customer survey, over 90% of respondents would recommend Ovation Hair to a friend, and I am definitely in that 90%. Ovation Cell Therapy nourishes the hair and scalp with proteins, vitamins, and other key nutrients.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Since 9/11, and our response is to come up with a strategy that's not working in Iraq and Syria and to cut our budget. This is really nuts.
The undocumented immigrant who admits that he killed a woman on a San Francisco pier is pleading not guilty to murder and weapons charges. Francisco Sanchez said in the television interview that the gun accidentally went off. This is USA Headline News.